Stranded on a beach with a dead body? One new movie says just leave it alone.
Oh. Are you hearing? Hey. Why did you hit me?
I'm sorry. I thought you were dead.
Am I dead?
I don't think so. You're talking.
In the new film Swiss Army Man, political correctness and outrageousness share a small island along with a castaway played by Paul Dano and a corpse played by Daniel Radcliffe, who becomes Dano's survival tool for producing water, creating fire, and guiding him to hope and home. Directors Dan Kwan and Daniel Schweinert admit the plot is absurd to the point of creepy, but this film gave them their first taste of artistic autonomy, something they say they are unlikely to give up ever again.
One of the things we knew we needed was, even though the idea was kind of insane, we wanted people who could execute in a relatable way these bizarre characters.
The script evolved for like years. It was always just like something we were like kicking around, and then even the writing process was like pretty painful until we found the right actors, you know. And there were a couple factors that kind of led us to Paul and Daniel. One, they're super good at acting, so we're like big fans, so that helped.
But Paul Dano has this just morose, kind of hopeless quality to his demeanor that when he even cracks the tiniest bit of a smile, it's almost as though world peace has happened.
I know. He's like Kanye in that way. Yeah. Where he's like, oh, he smiled.
The thing that I love about this movie, and you say it's an insane premise, but in thinking about it, you know, Castaway is this sort of ancient premise. And if you're on an island, all you've got is hope. And that if something washes up, you know, it will save you. But of course, it doesn't. But your premise is actually, if anything washes up, that's positive.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that is so truthful. I mean,
that's
really
cool.
I like that.
Yeah,
and like, it's also about finding beauty and hope in the most unexpected places. And I think we wanted to create that contrast, like a very large contrast between something beautiful and something that you would probably hate to have wash up on your shore. And I guess it's kind of like a common like trope amongst any buddy comedy. It's kind of like you're the last person I want to take along with me on this journey. But we kind of took that to an extreme. We kind of found that buddy in a dead body.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah. Like one of the recurring like tropes of the whole film is like trash and garbage and like just things you don't want, things that get discarded. When we were location scouting, like we would go out in the woods and there's trash and garbage all over our most beautiful forests. And we were like, that's a really interesting thing. Like, let's put that in the movie. And it kind of thematically became like really fun to kind of explore how a hopeless man could find hope in like other people's scraps.
How do you decide to give superpowers to a dead body without losing dead body quality?
We kind of realized, like, by making him dead and kind of wiping him clean, like, he's kind of a clean slate, we were able to kind of, in a really simple, fun way, deconstruct what a human is and, like, how we learn and how we grow and then eventually how we gain our neuroses and our fears and our weird shame that we, you know, all these things that make up a being. We were able to kind of, from the ground up, watch Daniel Radcliffe's character, piece by piece, become a fully realized human. And so I think
he's kind of like an adorable childlike character in that way, where you kind of get to see the world through his like his naive eyes.
So rather than going the zombie route, we kind of went a dead person as the child.
How closely did Dano and Radcliffe work together as an ensemble, and how did you see that emerge on camera?
So intimately. I mean, we realized, you know, it's kind of a two-hander. They're going to be on set together every day. Like, Paul has to drag Daniel around for, you know, the majority of the film. They threw themselves into it, and they, like, got along wonderfully well, which I think comes across in the film. You can kind of see that, like, there's a genuine understanding between the two of them. Like, they really, like, communicated well. We all did. You know, it's kind of just, like, the four of us in the woods figuring this thing out.
If this movie were to just become huge, be the, you know, my big fat Greek dead body that washed up on the shore.
I love that.
Good old title.
What would it mean? What would people be connecting with that you feel is the universal kind of message here?
The movie's weird in an attempt to kind of shake us out of our comfort zone and like, oh, I've seen this movie before. Like to put you in a place where you're like, okay, I haven't seen this movie before, and then say some pretty like universal things. So if it reaches a big audience, it'll be because people are refreshed by that.
We're all a little weird in our own weird different ways. But when we find the right kind of weirdness in other people. It's a very unique connection because I think everyone is weird.
Dan Kwan and Daniel Scheinert are the directors of Swiss Army Man, starring Daniel Radcliffe and Paul Dano. The film is out in theaters today.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.